Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Michael Wellington, a postdoctoral research fellow with the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Wellington.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
You are involved in a research project which is examining the impact of early life nutrition on the nutrient utilization, physiology, and health status of piglets. First of all, what prompted this effort and what are the objectives of this work?
Thank you very much, Bruce. We are looking at this research project, which is focusing on how we can harness early life nutrition and nutrient utilization to help the pigs in terms of their health in the future. With the improvement in genetics and breeding of the sow, we have seen a tremendous increase in the prolificacy of sows in terms of their litter size. And therefore, there has been decreases in the average litter birth weight. So what we mean is that when we have a lot of piglets being born, we are reducing the average litter birth weight. And therefore, within the litter, there's a variation in the birth weight. So birth weight and weaning weight are also critical indicators that affect the lifetime performance in pigs. And in the swine industry, we need to have good performance and efficiency of nutrient consumption for us to be able to achieve the profitability that we need. But with the increasing levels of smaller piglets, which generally demonstrate slow growth performance, it means that we're going to have issues with high mortality in piglets and then increasing days to market in terms of the production lifespan. So subsequently, what this leads is that and pigs that are born with a low birth weight, they are even at a greater disadvantage because they now have to compete with other heavier or normal litter mates for the same resources, especially fighting over teeth to be able to milk and all that. So due to the pigs' access to nutrition during the suckling period, the low birth weight pigs tend to be likely more having lower weaning weight than their heavier litter mates. So overall, this causes a slowdown in the growth performance and represent an increased cost to the producer. So this study is basically to determine if the effect of the unit under nutrition and their birth weight affect their muscle physiology and as well as metabolism. So we want to see if your birth weight will have any subsequent effect on how your muscle develops, and want to go deep into the mechanisms involved so that we may be able to apply strategies, nutritional strategies that will help these piglets that are born with low birth weight to be able to, you know, compete accurately and then increase their productivity. And also we want to look at how the effect of the birth weight affects how the animals use their nutrients. Probably low birth weight would prefer to use nutrients to grow rather than using it for other functions in the body. So that's what we've been looking at, and those are the objectives of the work.
Who is involved in this effort, representing what interests, and in what roles?
So the lead scientist on this project is my senior scientist, Dr. Daniel Columbus. He is at the Prairie Swine Center, and he is the one who brought this whole work together. And he has collaborators from the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in the presence of Dr. Lynn Weber, who is using an ultrasound technique to evaluate heart development conditions in relation to this low and normal birth with piglet. And we also have Dr. Dylan Oliver, who is also into studying brain development in this piglet, both at the WCVM. And then we have Dr. David Ferguson at the Michigan State University, who represent the interest of how these low birth weight piglets could be used in human nutrition studies as a model to evaluate muscle function and development. And then myself as the one in charge of the project.
What ages and types of piglets are being monitored, over what time frames, and what specifically is being tracked and how?
Okay, Bruce. So the study basically focuses on piglets, and therefore we select sows who are in gestation, and then as soon as they farrow, we select piglets in the litter which are individually weighed and identified as a normal birth weight piglet or a low birth weight piglet based on the criteria that we have previously defined that we use in the commercial plan at the Peace Center. And also we do that and then determine the effect of nutrient supply on both the birth weight and nutrient restriction. And by that, what we do is that piglets are selected and let's say two of them from each body weight category in the low birth weight or in the normal birth weight are selected and then they are restricted from cycling for a period of about 5 hours. And this has been proven before to show that they have a reduced feed intake of about 25%. So at the end of that period, we look at their weight, their organ weight, and then weight of the piglet themselves and other tissues and body organs in the body. We evaluate all those things to see how those things changes after the cycling period. And then the other group of pigs are then weaned onto a normal commercial diet, which is normally fed through the nursery. And they also monitor for 4 weeks to see if they are able to recover after they have been restricted on their diet. And so that's how we do it. And then the tracking time is about 8 weeks to be able to track a specific group. And this has been done over time. So basically, we've been doing this since the last summer, and we are still on continuing studies.
What are the potential effects of inadequate nutrition on these piglets, especially these lower weight piglets, and how does that impact overall performance and productivity through the overall development of the animal?
So, Bruce, several factors have been linked to poor post-weaning growth, even pre-weaning to the same belief. But the underlying biological mechanisms involved in this variability in animal growth and performance among piglets, even of different body weight and even of the same body weight, are very well not understood. So that's why we're doing this work, to generate more data to be able to understand the mechanism. But we believe that inadequate nutrient supply due to poor intake is the largest contributor to reduced performance in both the pre- and the post-weaning period. Therefore, the majority of the nutritional intervention strategies that we use on the farms are aimed at improving animal performance of these low birth weight pigs and also increasing their feed intake and then the quality of nutrient that we supply. However, we know that it's not all these low birth weight piglets or pigs that will respond to the additional nutrient supply, suggesting to us that there may be possibility of variability in performance due to some physiological mechanisms that are happening. So for us, it's critical that we understand the physiological processes and mechanisms that will lead to differences in how the low and the normal birth weight piglets respond to the same nutrient intervention. This is important for us to be able to develop effective nutritional programs to be able to target specific animals. And when doing this, we are doing the study such that we'll be able to distinguish between physiological changes which occur as a result of birth weight versus changes that occur as a result of reduced access to nutrition using different analytical techniques.
Why is it so important to understand these biological mechanisms?
Well, so as I mentioned previously, biological mechanisms are key biochemical changes that trigger the phenotypic effects that we observe, such as the growth of muscles and development. So all those physical observations that we see happen because of physiological and biochemical changes that are happening. And it's important that understanding these systems will give us an extra information how to formulate nutritional and management strategies to harness these biological systems to be able to affect the desired growth and development in this low birth weight piglet for an overall performance benefit. And also these biological mechanisms will further improve our knowledge on how to use the piglet as a biomedical research model for humans to investigate disease and create biomarkers. One of the things that we are doing is like we are looking at both proteomic and metabolic changes. And by looking at metabolic changes, we are looking at metabolites that are excreted into the serum or in the blood of these low and normal birth weight piglets. We want to see changes in these metabolites to be able to characterize what causes the change and in what treatment. And also by looking at proteomic analysis, we'll be able to tell what proteins are changed as a result of whether pigs are low birth weight or normal birth weight, or they have been restricted fed restricted diet, or they have been fed food diet. So these things will give us an indication of what happens or the underlying physiological and biochemical changes that are occurring for us to be able to approach it with a nutritional strategy that will be good for both low and normal birth weight piglets.
What has been learned so far, and what is the significance of that information?
Okay, so far we have confirmed that indeed low birth weight piglets do poorly in terms of growth and performance compared to a normal birth weight piglet, and that's obvious because they have a poor start. And when there is a nutrient restriction, we see that there's no interaction between the nutrition and the performance of the birth weight category. And we also see the effect of nutrient restriction in the low birth weight piglet, which leads to a possible brain sparing effect, where brain development is then prioritized in those piglets that are born as low birth weight and also restricted fed. In effect, pre-weaning nutrient restriction is showing us that there's reduced whole body and individual organ growth with some evidence of recovery upon resumption of full feeding. So what this means is that once we're able to test this in the pre-weaning period, we saw that when animals are placed on normal commercial diet, they're able to recover to the whole body and individual organ growth. But we are still in the early days, and therefore we'll not be too quick to make a solid conclusion. But certainly we will come back to you when we have more information on this.
What will be happening next, and over what time frames?
So part of the study has been completed. As I mentioned, we've done some work since the last summer, and currently I'm working on studying the biological mechanisms involved in these changes in growth of the organs and the whole body as influenced by birth weight and nutrient restriction. And soon we'll have some data to share. So basically, we are looking at proteomic analysis and metabolomic analysis, as well as some analysis in relation to gene expression, enzyme activity in the intestines, as well as looking at different enzymes that are involved into nutrient assimilation and all that. So once those data is available, we'll look at that. And we have a timeline of finishing this work probably by the next summer, and then all the data will be available for us to discuss further.
How will information gathered through this research be used, by whom, and to what purpose?
So basically, this work is for us to generate new additional information and also to be able to help our farmers to be able to manage low birth weight piglets to achieve nutritional and performance targets. And the Operations Center has a very good and robust knowledge transfer system, which will be used in this study to be able to disseminate this information that we get from this result. At the same time, we will also be publishing results from this study in reputable peer-reviewed journals, as well as industry-based articles, to be able to make farmers aware of some of the strategies that they could use to harness low birth weight piglets, to provide nutritional strategies for them to be able to utilize them in their growth cycle.
What are the anticipated benefits of this work, both in terms of animal welfare and productivity and profitability?
What I'll say is that we are expecting at the end of this study, we will learn changes in the biological processes, and we'll be able to use this knowledge to generate new strategies that will help us to use nutrition and management to reduce the low birth weight pig mortality and increase overall animal health and welfare, but knowing exactly what systems to target for the desired response and benefit. So in the long term, we are hoping that by getting more knowledge about the mechanisms that are involved, we'll be able to feed animals well and maintain their health even as they go through their growth period.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I would like to add that this is an ongoing research, and anyone that is interested in discussing this further or having any further information can contact the lead scientist on this project, Dr. Daniel Columbus at dan.columbus@usax.ca, or myself at michaelwellington@usax.ca, and then we'll have a further discussion. Thank you very much, Bruce.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Wellington, a postdoctoral research fellow with the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.